B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
I woke up thinking about this nonsense. I did. I did. I woke up thinking about all this stuff. And I was pissed off. You know, ornery. Thinking that they had a kid who I thought could play. You know, not perfect. But if there was good coaching, someone to drill it in them. Right? But the real, like Bill Parcells, now I'm just throwing Bill Parcells' name out there. Only because he was a crusty dude, right? Like Bill Parcells would be like, yo, dude. What?
Fall in line.
Know, like, there's no, we're not talking.
Right.
Like that's foreign concept. Or if they had a guy, if he went to a coach, you know, strong offensive coach, strong personality, and they had a different draft policy, maybe he is the guy that we've been searching for.
Yeah, maybe, but clearly that didn't happen.
No, so go ahead.
I've had two thoughts on the Wentz thing this morning, and I'll start with this one. Now, a few weeks ago, you talked about how this would be the biggest debacle in Philadelphia sports history. Remember that? You said,
yeah,
you know.
I did, yeah.
Is this the lowest you've ever felt about a team?
No.
Okay.
And I think it's a debacle. And yeah. I think it's the biggest debacle. But the lowest I felt was when Norman Brayman got rid of a bunch of Eagles, like Reggie White.
Yeah,
you know the whole history of it. And then when the Sixers traded Barkley and they went into this, like, hell.
Okay.
Like, those were low points. This will... The only reason why this is not as bad, it's 3 years ago they won the Super Bowl.
Okay. Makes sense.
But it's bad.
So that was thought number one regarding the situation. The second one, and I'm fascinated to hear from Torrey Smith today, who's going to join the show at 12:40. Every single former Eagle Ant was happy for Carson yesterday. Like, happy that he's not here anymore.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Why is that?
I don't know, but the weird thing is there's a lot of current Eagles that are, you know, remember the Miles Sanders Instagram post last week saying we're going to the Super Bowl soon?
The young guys, yeah.
Yo boy, Quez Watkins posted a Hurts highlight package on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
So what, like, is it just the younger guys are connecting with Jalen Moore and...
Listen, I understand Watkins, right? Like, if you're Watkins, right? And you're all of a sudden, you know, you bond with Hurts.
Right.
You're young. You're
both rookies.
Both rookies. You come from the same ethnic background. Like, you just relate, right? I mean, all that stuff is true.
Okay.
So you relate to the guy. And then you hear, you know, it's big news and all, and everybody's talking about Wentz. And so Watkins sticking up for his guy going, all right, well, we got this guy.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I get it.
But why are the veterans, not veterans, they're not here anymore, the guys like Torrey Smith, who we'll talk to at 12:40. Chris Long was out there tweeting about it.
Yeah.
A lot of happy guys for Wentz right now.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I don't know. Maybe it's they had a different view of the kid. You know, maybe over the last 2 years, he grew despondent. Is that possible?
Maybe. Or they know what goes on in the building. That could be a part of it. Wow.
Yep, that's true.
Got anything else?
No.
I got one non-Eagles question.
What do you got?
For you. So yesterday, I told you about the beeping of the oven and how my wife just...
Yeah, she's insane.
Yeah, no, she's going to kill me in my sleep one day. Yeah, I know. Where does that rank in terms of the most annoying sounds that you have to hear?
See, that's a great question.
Right.
On another day...
I would love to break that down.
On another day, that's a great question. You know, it's funny, when we do this segment in the beginning of the alarms, I hate
that sound.
I hate that sound. First of all, I hate getting up.
Well, that's a big part of it.
All right. So I hate that sound. I hate... the beep is
that's a tough sound.
I'll give you another one, and this is, God forgive me. And I feel guilty saying this. I love my Prima. She's 13 years old, right? So yeah, I love her. You know, born on 14.
Yeah,
old girl.
Oh yeah,
and she's, I love her, but her bark. Oh my God, it goes right through me. You ever have that? Like, she barks too much, and it's one of those piercing barks from a little dog.
Oh, okay.
That just... It's a little deeper than that. It's not quite Chihuahua. Like, she's about 30 pounds.
Okay.
25 pounds. So it's not like she's, like, too little. But she's not the Gooch. When the Gooch barks, the Gooch is... A lot of bass.
Right.
And he doesn't bark a lot. But Prima's always barking. She reminds me of
Karen from Goodfellas.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. You just saved me.
Welcome.
Henry. Right. Rah, rah,
rah. You're not going out tonight.
What are you doing? Rah, rah, rah. I'm like, yo, Prima, give it a rest, man. Please. Be quiet.
All right, we got to put together a list one day.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.